as cable news outlets have cemented themselves more in the national consciousness and online sources of information have become more popular than traditional newspapers in many places, it's increasingly difficult to find unbiased news. And some would say that more people actually want to find reporting and commentary they agree with, as opposed to objectivity. The RAND Corporation just released the second part of a report under the umbrella of Truth Decay. It's called News in a Digital Age, comparing the presentation of news information over time and across media platforms. The initial report released last year looked at the diminishing role that facts, data, and analysis are playing in political and civil discourse. The new one tries to quantify how news has changed over the past couple of decades by studying millions of words from 15 different outlets. Jennifer Cavanaugh, senior political scientist at RAND, is with me to talk about the report. Jennifer, what outlets did you study and what were you looking for?
We looked at newspapers, television, cable, and online journalism. We were not able to look at radio because we couldn't get enough transcripts. And we studied how that language, how the way news has been presented changes over time. And what we were able to find is areas that are similar and areas that are different. So what we found was there has been this gradual shift across platforms and over time from a much more objective, event and context-based way of presenting news to something that's much more subjective, filled with personal perspective, opinion, argumentation. And where you see that most strongly is not over time, so not when you look at newspapers over time or television over time, but when you compare old media to new media, so print journalism to online journalism, broadcast television to cable television.
There's, of course, a tremendous amount of discussion about polarization, in particular political polarization. Is there a way to quantify whether sort of the chicken and egg scenario, whether media outlets became less objective in order to serve their audience, or that because they became less objective, their audiences sort of camped out in different groups?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question. Yeah. It wasn't one that we specifically took on here. What we were really interested here was looking at, could we measure those changes over time? The second step of this research project would be to answer questions like that. You know, one set of explanations is economic, that it's changes in the economics of the media industry. As competition between an increasing number of media outlets, an increasing number of types of media outlets becomes more intense. Platforms have to specialize and they have to shift towards whatever's profitable. There's a technology argument, an argument that as technology has changed and the technology and the ways we consume information has changed, that's driven a change in both the way news is produced and the way it's consumed. And then there's the question of just demand signals. Are media outlets just responding to the demand or the preferences of people? And I think probably it's a little bit of everything.
Is there an indication that media outlets may have changed because of a different kind of competition? Let's say, did newspapers, and then we know there are other issues with newspapers, but did newspapers change because of online news outlets were doing a certain thing that appealed to a kind of audience? I guess based on the years that you studied, was there any sort of feeling that connected there as more online news outlets were around? Did that affect newspapers in more than just the competitive economic way?
Well, we can't study that directly, but there is some suggestive evidence that we can point to. And what I'm talking about there is, we see that newspapers are actually pretty stable over time. The changes that we found newspapers over the period from the late 80s to the present, the changes are pretty subtle, but you do see a shift, although it's subtle, from reporting that's grounded in events and context and time and public language and references to authority to something that's much more narrative, like storytelling, instead of providing an account of events that's objective, providing that account of events through the eyes of someone who experienced it. And that's very similar to some of the characteristics that we see, the direction of the change that we see as we move towards online journalism. And online journalism takes it much further. You have many more firsthand accounts. You have argumentation, people kind of arguing and trying to convince you of their view. You have things that are much more heavily opinionated. So that difference between print and online journalism is much bigger. But you do see a shift if you were to look at pre-2000 newspapers, post-2000 newspapers, and then online journalism, you could kind of trace that trend happening. One possibility there is that you do see these older outlets shifting towards something that looks more like a new media outlet.
How were those particular outlets chosen to feel like those represented exactly what you wanted the study to represent?
Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different for each outlet. For newspapers, we were a little bit constrained by our desire to have a long time horizon. So we really wanted to go back to the 1980s. And we could only get, you know, text-based newspaper archives in a kind of both cost-efficient way. We could only really get New York Times, Washington Post, and the St. Louis Dispatch, which were the ones that we included. Now, that said, you know, we did try to do some robustness checks to see whether or not there was significant variation when we changed the sample, and we didn't really find it, which suggests that, you know, there is some consistency there across those different platforms. So the choice of newspapers was driven a little bit by data availability, although we did end up with, you know, some of the leading national newspapers and then a regional newspaper, which is an interesting comparison point. For the online journalism, we chose it by usage. So we wanted to have a balanced sample that included several right-leaning outlets and several left-leaning outlets, so that in terms of partisan bias or partisan perspective, our sample was balanced. And we picked the ones that were most used. So we looked at several different like rankings of like page views and picked the ones that were consistently towards the top. But that also didn't have a print or television component, so they were purely online. And then for television and cable news, we were able to include, you know, a much more complete sample, in the sense that we have all three broadcast television channels and then the three major cable news networks. So for each sample, we had a little bit of a different approach, but that was the rationale behind each one.
Based on where people are at and based on the numbers and the research that was done, if people are looking for objective reporting, this is way too much hyperbole, but is it more like finding a needle in a haystack than perhaps it was pre-2000?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think one of the things that was most surprising to me and most interesting to me was how stable the newspaper and broadcast television samples were. You know, newspapers, the changes that we observed, yes, there was a shift towards something that was a more narrative form of providing news, but the changes were very small in terms of substantive size, meaning that there's, you know, very little change. The changes were really subtle, not something you would really notice if you weren't digging into the text with an analytic tool like we did. And so I think that's important to keep in mind. In that sense, newspapers are really pretty stable. And broadcast television, the changes are a little bit different and a little bit bigger. You do see a bigger shift towards subjectivity, personal interaction, first-person narratives. But again, those are very small. The bigger shift is across the when you shift from old media to new media.
Jennifer Cavanaugh is a senior political scientist at RAND. We've been talking about the report on media outlets and journalism becoming more subjective.